Hello, listener, and welcome to this preview of our latest Patreon-exclusive episode. To continue the conversation and listen to the full episode, head over to the Beyond the Screenplay Patreon. The link is in the show notes. Hello and happy holidays, patrons. Welcome to Beyond the Screenplay, the podcast where each episode we do a conversational deep dive analysis into a film. Today, we are talking about Home Alone, written by John Hughes and directed by Chris Columbus. I'm joined by, of course, the Beyond Screenplay team, Trisha Rand.
Hello, everyone.
Brian Bittner.
Ho, 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 ho.
And Alex Callejeros.
Hi.
That's great. All right.
I just want to say yippee-ki-yay Michael Tucker every time, though.
Yeah. It's the right greeting for the season.
Yeah.
I liked that one. That was a surprising one. Okay. So, Home Alone. Let's talk about it. This movie's good. we're just going to dive right into it. So as a kid, obviously, I was really obsessed with Home Alone. But not unlike Sister Act, I was more obsessed with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, than I was the original Home Alone. I feel like the second one had more toys and had that Walkman thing that he had. And then I bought and used all the time. It was so cool. Also, like many children, I did put Hot Wheels outside the doors of like my parents' bedroom in various places, trying to see if I could get them to trip. But I didn't really want them to, but I still just did it. Anyway, so watching this as an adult, and I had seen this a couple years ago, most of it while babysitting a child, so I wasn't paying super attention. Watching it this time, this movie's great. Maybe structurally perfect, and just a lot of fun. There's some silliness and I don't know. It's just really good. I was kind of trying to hate it the whole time, just because I don't know, I'm me, but I just couldn't. And then the end came, and Kevin sees his mom, and I'm why am I emotional right now? Why am I emotional right now? So it's just really good. There's subplots that are woven and paced really well. So I think there's this is now up there in my catalog of perfect story structure movies to look at, I think, because it's just really good. Kevin has an arc. It's well established. All these things that you obviously aren't thinking about as a child are there and are part of the reason why this movie is still great. So that was my experience watching this again. Alex, what about you?
Yeah, this is one of those movies I haven't seen since I was a kid, and definitely watched a lot when I was a kid. And it's so funny to watch these childhood movies as an adult and realize how much of the movie I didn't even remember and how little of the movie actually is what I thought the whole movie was. In my mind, this movie is midpoint, the hijinks begin, and he's torturing these two men for an hour. That's that's what it felt like as a kid. That sequence was so epic and so elaborate. I thought that was the whole movie, and the rest of the movie was just set up for that. I was so shocked, but I'm wait, it hasn't come yet. They're still just scoping out the house. He's going on all these other adventures and learning lessons, and we're not even to the slapstick torture fest. What's going on? What is this movie? So it was, and I think I'd always heard that it's as a holiday, it's that's one of my favorite holiday movies. We got to watch this at the holidays. And I was yeah, I guess it's at Christmas, but it's not really a Christmas movie, is it? It's about this kid being a jerk and almost killing these two men over and over again. That's what this movie is. So it was really fascinating to see oh my God, this is a Christmas movie through and through. It actually is emotional. It does have really poignant themes and, is very upfront about how Christmassy it is throughout. So yeah, it was just kind of a shock to realize this is not a movie mostly about two burglars getting hurt over and over again. It is actually a Christmas movie that ends kind of shockingly with the sequence. So I'm just still kind of processing that. But man, Catherine O'Hara, I just really loved in this movie. She just portrays mom so well. Going from that kind of 90s professional frazzled mom and just but immediately turning on a dime into just it felt so honest the way she was emoting as she's trying to get home to her son. It wasn't over the top. It wasn't melodramatic. It was just very honest to just like that mom energy of I must get home to my child. And that was so earnest and sweet and real that it kind of took me by surprise. This movie I thought was just silly, but it has a lot of depth in it as well and some really good performances.
Yeah. Trisha, what about you?
Home Alone. I love it so much. I've seen this movie a lot of times, like a lot of times. It's one of the ones that I watch almost every year at Christmas time. And it rules. It's so good. It's so entertaining and fun and heartwarming and like, yeah, structurally so perfect. And the screenwriting is just there on every level. Like, the expository work I was really noticing this time around, and I want to get into it later, about how much lifting for the movie the first act does. Yeah. And so deftly and just like really, really, I don't know. It's the premise is, you know, amazing. And it's kind of where like the heart of the whole movie lies. It's like someone came up with a really great premise, which is the name of the movie. Mm-hmm. And, but like it, there are so many ways that the premise could collapse, and yet the script like just swats them away like at every turn, which is like just to keep the premise so airtight. And it just works incredibly well. It's very contained. There's that. There's the character work. The performances are all there. Give Joe Pesci an Oscar. Like, he's just so incredible in this movie. And it's, yeah, it's one of these movies that like, there's somewhere for you to find yourself in it, whether you're a kid or an adult or like literally it's fun for everybody to watch this movie. It's a true family film in that sense where it's not just for kids. In fact, it's like a large part not for kids. It's a large part for adults and especially parents because it's kind of about that as well. Yeah, it's just so great. Like there's so much that we could unpack about it. And yeah, I like... It's one of these movies where the holiday genre, I feel like, gets maligned because people aren't pitching movies like this anymore, right? The hijinks of it all and the stakes and the world and everything, like it just has this sort of classic, I don't know, it really is like of the era 90s, like fun sort of action comedy, family action comedy thing that kind of only existed for this one moment. And now it's like, if you have a holiday movie, it's like really saccharine, or it has to be like really subversive, or it has to be, you know, this really like progressive thing, or all of those things are great. And those movies can all be really fun, but you don't get the like four quadrant 90s, like action comedy family thing anymore. And this is like the best of the bunch. Like there, I don't think there's ever going to be a better one. So let's go. A Home Alone. I'm so ready.
Yes. Excellent. Okay. And Brian, what about you?
Yeah, I had not heard of this movie until you guys suggested we do it for the podcast. I didn't know if it was like a horror movie. No, this is, yeah, definitely a movie that I grew up with. As Alex said, it's that weird sort of thing of like, I know I watched it a lot as a kid, but I think I watched it a lot in like a very small amount of time. So it's just like my memories are just like what that is. It's not that I haven't seen it at all in the past, you know, 20 years or anything. I've seen it a couple times, but it is that thing where you're rewatching going like, oh yeah, I remember exactly what happens here. And then other times where you're like, I forgot about this whole sequence. I forgot about this whole act of the movie. And it's almost like Home Alone and It's a Wonderful Life are both movies where like everyone just thinks the last 40 minutes of the movie is what the whole movie is. And you're like, no, you gotta, mm-hmm. you gotta get there.
Don't nod, Michael. You don't know what he's talking yeah. about.
He knows the first 30 minutes are not the movie he thought it was.
I know what is not in the first act of the movie, and it's yeah. exactly.
You never got to the 100% actual movie.
More wow. people falling into a high school pool than I was expecting. Sorry.
Michael just can't tolerate that. Falling wow. into a pool.
Just what? Anyway.
Jimmy Stewart as Kevin McAllister. All right, so... and yeah, like I think also there's this like, age thing where I think I probably saw Home Alone 2 in the theater and probably watched that one a little bit more. So it's like, I know the stewology fairly well, but yeah, rewatching this was great. Thinking about it, as you were saying, Michael, from like a structure standpoint, and it's this cool John Hughes, Chris Columbus collaboration where John Hughes brings in the sort of the heart and the themes. And like this movie's like actually like about something, even if it's not like a complex theme or anything, it's there more than you would expect for this kind of movie. And then Chris Columbus just brings this like I talked about when I talk about the Adventures of Babysitting, that like sense of wonder that, you know, Harry Potter walking into a room and going, what is this room? Right. Like that sort of just like everything. And yeah, this movie has that, like, it makes you feel like a kid when you're watching it, you know, like when he's like flying through the park or whatever, when he's like looking at the radiator, it's just like all those things feel larger than life, but they also feel earned. And my partner pointed out the most sort of telling line of the movie is when he says, like, I know you're not really Santa Claus, but I know you work for him. Is that mm-hmm. it's just that like, yeah. Oh, that's exactly the age that this kid is. And that's exactly the age that I feel when I watch this movie. So yeah, Home Alone, good Christmas movie.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's dive in. Where to start? Because there's literally too many things to talk about. Hope you enjoyed this preview clip. To continue the conversation and listen to the entire episode, head over to the Beyond the Screenplay Patreon. The link is in the show notes.